Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals, natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. We are broadcasting from the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, that's ACCE, in the capital city of Iowa in Des Moines. And we ran up against someone we were just talking about the other day. Laura Kennard, as you know, is a regular here on the Business News Hour talking about networking and education for business each Monday. And she said, you know, you got to talk to the folks that are with Shop Where You Live. I said, what is that? Well, they'll be in Des Moines. And here you are.
Hi.
At the event. Sherry Edelson, hey, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is kind of everybody's talking about internet and how small businesses can or not may not be able to compete against the big guns that are out there. I mean, Amazon is going through Prime Day and they sold billions of dollars worth of stuff.
Yep.
But this is an opportunity for small business, is that correct?
That's correct.
And communities to utilize the power of the internet for commerce. Tell us about this.
Our tagline is that we say it's where Main Street meets the internet. So we want to help small businesses be able to sell online and do it together and leverage the power behind their affiliation together. So whether it's a local community, we're looking to partner with Chambers of Commerce to help bring it to their city and then put all of those small businesses online. One, to help the small businesses sell together. We know that if there's a marketplace, that's where people prefer to shop is on marketplaces. Most money spent online last year was through a marketplace website. I don't know about you, if you go to Nike.com and actually search for Nike shoes, or if you just end up going to Amazon.com and find Nike shoes. So we're trying to be that marketplace to find local products.
And when you talk about being a local answer for internet commerce, mm-hmm. This could be as small as a street or a block or or chambers of commerce.
Yeah.
Right?
Could be any kind of community that sees benefit in selling together online. So our parent company is actually Member Marketplace, Inc. So we see this Shop Where I Live as an easy turnkey solution for whether it's a Main Street district or a Chamber of Commerce to help get their members selling online together. But then Member Marketplace could be even for a shopping mall, which is what we're talking to Laura Kennard about, to have any kind of group that is selling together in some way. So whether it's under one roof, like a shopping mall, or any group that has a common customer or dynamic and they see benefit in selling together.
So this could be a real boost for a chamber. Let's just talk because we're here at the ACCE, for a chamber organization as a value-added opportunity for their members.
Yes. We are trying to help chambers attract and retain members. We know, especially for very small businesses, they have to see a benefit in being a part of their Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of them are geared towards bigger businesses or the local economy. And so we're really trying to give a tangible benefit to those very small businesses that may not even have a website. And this could even function as a website. They can sell their products or services directly on there. They'll have a backlink that they can put on a business card and hand out to people for their business. But then they're also found within this whole general marketplace, and people can shop and find their products through that.
That's the voice of Sherry Edelson, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about shopwhereyoulive.com. All right. Let's say I'm a business, and I am selling products, and I already have a website.
Yeah.
Why would I need to do this?
We believe in diversifying where and how you sell. So if you already have an online presence, it would be a much less barrier of entry to sell in ours because you already have your product descriptions, you already have your photos, you're already ready to sell. But then when you have your own website, you have to attract and get all of your customers to that website. So you have to spend a lot on
marketing dollars, right?
Yeah, or getting them there. How are you getting them there? And then you have to maintain your website as well, whether you can do that yourself or you have to pay a web developer and even shopping cart fees. Some of those for certain programs can be up to $80-$90 a month, depending on what program you have. So ours is a really low barrier of entry. And if you're a member of your Chamber of Commerce that has brought this to your city, it is like $9 to $12 a month. So it's super affordable for a business.
And when we talk about business that would be attracted to this type of a marketplace, could we talk about services too? So if I'm a business attorney, for example, or whatever it happens to be, yes?
Yes, exactly. That's the differentiator besides some of the other marketplaces that are out there is we are helping to generate not just leads, but authentic leads for what you do. So if you were an attorney, what do you practice and what kind of things do you work on? Different attorneys have different practices. So can I work with you on terms and conditions for my website? And that's one of the services that you offer. Do you offer a small business package? If it's an e-commerce package that you could sell on the website, you could do that directly. Or if it is just a service and somebody wants to learn authentically what you do, they can visit that product in quotation marks of that you're offering, and you can tell them about all of the different pieces that you do related to that. We want to give them enough information on that they don't have to go visit your website. They don't have to go outside of that marketplace. They can click on it instead of add to cart. It says send an inquiry. And so we'll send an email directly to that attorney about that specific item. And it's an authentic lead generation tool about that specific piece that you do.
Interesting. All right. What about restaurants? Now, restaurants, of course, are fast getting into Grubhub or wherever they can to be able to make sure they're delivering the food.
Yeah.
A big deal.
Yeah.
Most restaurants have their own website, but it's kind of like a brochure.
Yeah.
They tell what the menu is. They kind of give a couple of photographs. How could something like Shop Where You Live, how could that be assistive to restaurants?
So they could have a shop within our shopwherelive.com. They could have their own shop in there, and they could list on their different menu items. We are actually looking, though, to partner with Chomp out of Iowa City, which has done some really great things for their local restaurants there in Iowa City. It's like an online menu system, but they have a delivery service already coordinated there, and so people can go on and shop from those restaurants, and they'll deliver it right to there. So we are looking to partner with Chomp, actually, to be our delivery service for shopwhereilive.com as well. So if you can buy a product in your local city, hopefully our delivery item will come, and that if it's something that's ready,
kind of a click away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't have... quicker than Amazon, probably.
Yeah, really, because, yeah. It's local.
It's local.
Sure.
It's already in your city.
How do you brand that with regard to locality? Okay, so for example, part of what I get to do in my spare time is I work with the Chamber of Commerce in Windsor Heights, a small community. How would that work for a small community like Windsor Heights? How is it branded, I guess?
Yes, so it would be windsorheights.shopwhereilive.com. Your name, it's your community's website, and it has your city in there. So if anybody's searching for something, it's good for SEO too. So if they're searching for a certain product in Windsor Heights, when Google pops up and they're searching for a mechanic in Windsor Heights, Shop Where I Live like it would pop up now for any kind of mechanics in that city, and you can find a shop there.
All right.
On there.
This all sounds really great, but at the end of the day, you still have to market this to the consumer. How are you doing that?
So we started this actually as Cedar Rapids Marketplace in our local community where we're from. And part of our barrier to entry, if you want to say, or what took us a little bit longer, was we were new. We had to both build up the businesses and the trust within the local community. And so part of our initiative to go to partner with Chambers is they already have one, the member businesses, and they have the local community that they're already working in. They already have customers or a following. So they're our initial entry, and then we will do some marketing for that specific community and helping to promote it to their community so they know that there already is this local option. And eventually we'll have a click-through map too. So as we start to add in more communities, the overall website will show you where you can start to shop locally.
And what's the business model for you?
We partner with the Chambers on an annual fee. We think it's actually pretty low, and it scales with their number of members. So our first site is Ravenna, Nebraska. They have 1,700 members in their town, which I'm super excited for their town.
Wow.
Because they're starting something big, and they're one of the smallest little towns out there. So but it scales. So depending on the size of your city.
Scales by the size of the
city. But as you get enough members coming onto the site, we either discount it 50% or even 100% free to the chambers as we start to get up that monthly recurring revenue of the businesses on there. So we want to make it a partnership with that chamber or that economic development group or whoever's helping to bring that to their community.
And how long is Shop Where You Live? How long has this been in existence?
ShopWhereILive.com. We just kind of did the rebrand. So we couldn't take Cedar Rapids Marketplace right. and grow that, you know, so we had to change the name. So same concept. It's actually expanded a little bit to include some of those services better. But we just rebranded that in the spring. So like March, April, May. And this ACC is kind of our, out of the box.
Yeah.
This is it now. And everybody knows that we exist. We've just have done the handful of chambers that we've been talking to on the phone otherwise, but we're ready to grow.
Good for you. Her name is Sherry Edelson, ladies and gentlemen. She is shopwhereilive.com. We will have, of course, links to that up on our radio blog. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Really, and thank you, Laura Kennard, for putting this together. You know, this is such a small world. It really is.
It really is.
It's kind of like who you know and build those relationships.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Sherry Edelson, who is with iShopWhereILive.com. Of course, we've got all of those links up on our radio blog. Well, that does it for today's broadcast from the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. That annual meeting is being held in the capital city of Iowa. That would be in Des Moines. And it's our pleasure to bring you reports directly from this event. We will be back tomorrow with more from the ACCE 2018. Until that time, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. Director of Sales and Marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is none other than Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business NewsHour. For those folks and for our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.